We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Linda Zygmunt. Good morning.
And on the phone with us is just one of the best guys you'll ever meet. He's a published author and internationally recognized security, terrorism, and intelligence expert, Kerry Patton. How are you, Kerry?
Good morning, ladies. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you being on. You know, this is the kind of stuff, I mean, this terrorism stuff, Al-Qaeda stuff. I mean, we need to understand it. We need to know about it better. And you're the guy to help us out. So why don't we start with this, Kerry? Osama bin Laden's latest tape that's out. He's, you know, speaking from beyond the grave. This is probably the last tape that we'll have from him. And he's praising the uprisings in the Middle East. But here's the thing I don't understand, Kerry. Those were all peaceful. I mean, the only thing that didn't make those uprisings peaceful were the existing leaders rebelling against the revolution, you know, being violent against its own people. The people themselves were not bombing things or destroying things. They were peacefully saying, we want change.
Yeah, you know, what bin Laden has done, it's very unique, and it was very smart on his behalf, knowing that he could die any day. The tape that he released absolutely makes sense to the counterterrorism world, especially those who understand the Muslim Brotherhood. Al-Qaeda as a whole, their leaders are pretty much all Muslim Brotherhood members, to include bin Laden, Zawahiri, and others like this new guy, Saif al-Adel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the people in the Middle East started protesting, the Muslim Brotherhood knew what the backlash would be. They knew the government would absolutely result in violent,
mm-hmm.
you know, measures to control those riots.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a matter of how the pot was stirred is what he's praising, and it worked.
Okay. And so when, but I didn't really hear anybody relying on Al-Qaeda to fight back. So again, you know, it just seems like Al-Qaeda is not relevant anymore.
No, they're absolutely relevant. I will tell you, you know, I guess the way how people could look at Al-Qaeda, and I'm not going to say this is 100% accurate, but it's a pretty close depiction. If we remember back in the 70s and 80s with the IRA and Sinn Féin is the political arm, if you will, where the IRA was the militant action arm. You could easily make a comparison that the Muslim Brotherhood, in a sense, is the political action, the political movement, and Al-Qaeda is their physical action arm. So everything that the Muslim Brotherhood does, Al-Qaeda is in the loop with, so they are on standby to fulfill those physical activities.
Okay. So this new guy, Saif al-Adel?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so he's got this appointment of the new acting leader, while Al-Qaeda determines whether al-Zawahiri is going to be the actual official new leader, or it's kind of like the days of Al-Qaeda. It's kind of like a soap opera. What's going on here?
Look, Zawahiri is always going to be one of the big guys on the totem pole. Al-Qaeda as a whole has done a relatively good job marginalizing Zawahiri. But the truth of the matter is, Zawahiri is the brains behind Al-Qaeda for many reasons. Al-Qaeda was very good at saying bin Laden's the guy, and now they need to replace him. And that's what they're trying to do temporarily, at least, for Saif al-Adel. What's unique about him is he's an Egyptian. He's not a true Arab, if you will, because he doesn't come from the Arabian Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And that's significant for us when it comes to information operation campaigns, because we know Al-Qaeda followers believe in the historical context of Mecca and Medina being in Saudi Arabia. Well, guess what? They don't have that Arabian, you know, root in their leadership now.
Now, one thing that I've heard about him, Kerry, that's a bit scary, because, I mean, it all comes back to what does this mean for us? And I've heard that he's actually criticized bin Laden, because bin Laden would praise... you know, what they were doing was targeting areas around the world that had U.S. interests. But this guy is encouraging the youth to go after the mule. You know what I'm saying? He's saying come after the U.S. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard about this guy. He's a bit more radical and really wants to target the U.S. and not just U.S. interests. What?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
I have, but I don't pay that too much attention because he is very different than somebody like Bin Laden. Bin Laden was a strategist. This guy is a tactician, meaning he's very good at organizing and implementing attacks, if you will, without thinking too far into the future, where Bin Laden, as a strategist, was also looking into the future. What will the outcomes be from this? What are the different effects that could happen? Saif al-Adel is known to be one of the coordinators for the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Tanzania and Kenya, the Riyadh bombings, believed to have served as one of al-Qaeda's tactical commanders in Somalia during the infamous Black Hawk Down incident.
Wow.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. This guy is really more of a tactician than anything else, to the point where I might give him credit and say he might be up to the operational level, but he's definitely not the strategist level, and that's good for us.
So that's good for us, you're saying?
Absolutely, because, you know, he is very likely going to make some significant mistakes because he doesn't have that strategy background that Bin Laden had.
I see.
He's thinking about the immediate and not about the future.
Okay. You know, and another thing that, you know, in your book, you talk about socioculture. You know, in our culture, it's very important to know who's the guy in charge. You know, we like to know the structure. And for whatever reason, we feel that helps us out. Is that necessarily true?
It is, but to a degree. You know, America as a whole, even the Western free world for that matter, we're big into labeling. Everybody's got a label on them. And with that label, we focus so heavily on that one dimension, we don't expand our cognitive thought process to see the exterior outside of that label. And when I talk about sociocultural intelligence, that is what we are forced to do. You know, what are the people of the followers in al-Qaeda, what do they feel about knowing that they don't have an Arabian taking the lead now, rather an Egyptian? Mm. You know, and it plays a very significant factor when you look at it in a holistic approach.
So, Carrie, you know, since you have briefed some of the highest government officials, ranging from ambassadors, congressmen, senators, Pentagon staff, you know, in light of this new information that we're getting, you know, the new message from Bin Laden, you know, hearing about this Saif al-Adel being named interim leader, what would you be advising them to be looking out for right now? What would you advise us to be looking out for?
You know, I wouldn't advise anybody to look out for anything specific because, again, that makes us tunnel vision.
Okay.
Just stay very open-minded and very cautious. The one thing that I would recommend to our government is we have an opportunity right now. Our opportunity is to utilize the Iraqis who saw firsthand accounts of monsters like Zarqawi and Saif al-Adel who conducted these atrocities of beheadings, disembowelments, genitalia mutilation, and stuff like that, along with the Afghans. There are people that are willing to speak out. We could create the greatest psychological operations campaigns against these guys right now. This is our targeted window of opportunity. We must leverage that and really succeed in capitalizing in it.
Do you think that we will do that, Carrie?
It's a great question. You know, I would like to hope that we do, but again, right now it's very, very up in the air.
Okay. Well, I hope that they certainly do call you and ask for your advice. Because, I mean, it sounds, I don't know. I would love to see al-Qaeda get crushed.
Yes.
And it seems like we're on the verge. We could, you know, that we could get them.
We have quite a few people in our sights right now, and this guy, Saif al-Adel, he's just one of many.
Yeah.
You know, let's
yeah.
not allow our media to bring everybody a focus on just this guy. We need to stay very open-eyed right now.
Okay. And before we let you go, Carrie, would you let everybody know about your books and where they can find you online?
Two books. For those that are interested in some intelligence-type readings, there's a book called Sociocultural Intelligence, The New Discipline of Intelligence Studies. And then for the children out there and the parents that want a tool to assist in promoting morals and values and ethics-based initiatives, I have a children's book called American Patriotism. You can find both of them on Amazon.com. And if you want to follow more of my writings and insights, you could go to KerryPattonBlog.com.
And it's KerryPattoN. And Kerry, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You always explain these things in a way that I would never, ever understand otherwise. So thank you very, very much.
Hey, thanks for allowing me to be on. I truly appreciate it.
All right. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Cheers.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.